The Osgood File, Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. In the week since the fatal shooting in Missouri of Michael Brown by police officer Darren Wilson, supporters of Brown have raised nearly $300,000 online for a memorial fund. And supporters of Officer Wilson have raised more than $400,000 for potential legal fees. But there's a big piece of the puzzle missing. An objective record of what happened that day. More after this from Charlie. The shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson has pushed many police departments across the country to get serious about equipping every cop with a police cam. CBS's Bob Orr has an example of one of those routine traffic stops that turned crazy in a way that would be hard to believe if not for the video recording. A woman is driving on the wrong side of the road at 2 a.m. in Laurel, Maryland, when the officer stops her and tells her to hand over the keys to his partner.
Go ahead and turn the car off and hand him the keys.
And this is exactly what he saw. The woman restarted the engine, slammed the car into drive, and sped away.
She just took off. She's going the wrong way on northbound.
The woman crashed her car and then tried to flee on foot. Pursuing officers hit her with a taser and arrested her for drunk driving.
Put her hands behind her back. Put her hands behind her back.
All police officers in Laurel, Maryland, where that traffic stop took place, now have eyeglass cameras.
Anytime I make contact with a citizen, I turn the camera on. Any sort of traffic stop, turn the camera on. If someone walks up to me and asks me for directions, I turn the camera on.
And not only do the cameras create a record, they seem to be having a calming effect. After police in Rialto, California started using them 2 years ago, the use of force by police dropped in half. And complaints against officers dropped almost 90%. An audience is a powerful thing. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.